The media, and maybe even some of your friends, keep talking about the four horsemen of the market apocalypse that are supposed to take everything down. We discuss those narratives and why there might be more to the story this week. So the last few weeks, we've been talking about having the right mindset. We made some analogies to boxing. Go back and watch our Mike Tyson's Punch-Out inspired video from a couple weeks ago. This week, we're going to get a little bit more granular. Look at some of these four scary stories, the four things that we hear over and over again from clients, certainly the press, are supposed to take the market down, and why there might be more to the story. The first big thing we want to call out again is just the power of narrative. Love this quote from Donald Rissmiller, strategist. Narratives are an essential way that humans communicate, but are often prone to exaggeration. And that is absolutely the case, not only in general, but certainly when it comes to markets. If we look at a lot of the different things out there right now, one of the big narratives out there is, oh, this is just like 1999. And one of the compelling reasons that this sticks, I think, for people is, one, we've been on a really good market. People remember how good the dot-com era was until it wasn't. It's tech related. There's a new technology. It was the internet then, it's AI now. And so, yeah, that makes sense. Of course, there's so much more to the story. So let me give you a few key examples. Number one is this concern with breadth. Again, the tech stocks were dominating in 99. In many ways, they're dominating today. But if you look at the equal weight index, this is what takes everything equally and measures kind of a broad look at all of the stocks within the S&P 500. In 1999, that was actually declining, indicating, hey, things were kind of eroding under the hood. Today, the equal weight index is actually hitting all-time new highs, different number one. Two, the S&P 500 earnings are up almost 80% in the last 5 years. Its return is up 85%, so pretty commensurate. Again, earnings driving returns, which we've told you time and time again, is ultimately what wins out over the emotions of a moment. How does this compare to 1999? Well, then earnings were only up 67% over that five-year time period, and the return of the market was up 220%, thus creating a real air pocket, if you will, under valuations, prices, and what was actually justifying them in earnings. The index notched its 8th straight week of gains. Again, another reason people kind of instinctually, me too, want to fade the market. The last time that happened was not 1999. It was actually 1982, as Strategist points out. And that led to another great decade for the market. So again, yeah, there are some similarities. And could the market pull back? Of course, at any point in time. But are there some very important difference, most notably, earnings and valuations? Absolutely. Point number two, the credit canary. We've been hearing about this all the time, including some major financial players in the media, a couple of defaults last year, albeit more around fraud probably than true genuine credit concerns. Torsten Slok takes this head on this week, and he states, default rates are falling, distressed exchanges are declining, and the number of liability management exercises are declining. The bottom line is that the economy is strong and there are no signs of a full-blown credit cycle, end quote. So again, easy to take one or two points. This is usually what narratives do. Grab an anecdotal story, extrapolate it into a wonderful tell. That makes great bedtime stories. It does not make a great investment process, and it's yet happening again. The cynic will then say, okay, well, maybe not corporate, but certainly U.S. households. Again, Torsten Slok takes that on with the quote, and we'll put this chart up. You'll see the drop-off at the bottom end of the chart. The share of consumers who expect to miss a minimum debt payment in the next 3 months just hit its lowest level in several years. On this one, you'll hear a lot of times people have more debt than they've ever had in the history of the world. Well, the world's also worth more than it ever was. So again, you can't look at any one variable in a vacuum. You've got to look at the entire picture. Think of your household. The first time you took on a mortgage, it was probably the most debt you had ever carried. It didn't mean impending doom was on the way. You also probably had a job. You also built up assets over time. All of those things need to come in to, again, paint a full picture, a full story. the third horseman of the impending apocalypse, supposedly. Bond yields are rising, indicating economic concerns. Most notably, they claim that the U.S. is losing, or the world is losing confidence in the U.S. as an economic leader. Bond yields rising can certainly be a headwind. We talked about this in last week's commentary, but it doesn't have to be. Bond yields can also indicate economic strength. Bonds having to price themselves higher to entice investors to make that loan because they're competing against risk assets, again, in a solid economic environment. As Donald Luskin of Trend Macro stated, don't worry that yields have moved higher, worry if they move lower. And he points out again that since 1962, the average yield is right around 5.8 on the 10-year. And so again, being in the mid fours, they believe a floor of four is about what we can expect. Is anything too ominous at this time? Lastly, and certainly something that's been a big political hot button, an economic hot button, is inflation. Whether it's Brian Westbury, you can get into the written commentary for more of this, talking about how he believes the oil shock is, quote, a temporary issue. The team at Trend Macro had this to say. The recent CPI number was, quote, horrible, but it was expected to be. They look at CPI ex rents, which is their favorite take on CPI. It was just up 2.37%. And using, again, that exact same metric, the Fed's goal is 2.5. So to everybody's point, nobody likes what's going on at the pump right now, but to extrapolate whatever angst you might feel when you're filling up your car and ride it across the entire economy is something that's going to derail it, just isn't there. And to wrap up, again, the state of that economy, you have to look at what probably is one of the bellwethers of economic strength, which is the state of the U.S. job market. And that is actually quite exceptionally strong. We look again at this chart that Matt will pop up, weekly U.S. jobless claims. Regardless of population size, it was the lowest number of total claims since 1969 in one of its most recent readings. So incredibly strong labor market. Thankfully, the war, oil prices, et cetera, not derailing that of late. If that can stay intact, the consumer stays intact. And for a U.S. economy so based on consumer spending, the economy should stay intact. Wrapping it up, certainly things out there that could derail. In that fighting commentary from a few weeks ago, we talked about there's always a challenger stepping into the ring with the market, and it can land some punches at a point in time. We expect, we've been telling you this for a while, maybe to take a few punches this summer or early fall. But again, taking a punch, getting knocked down is not the same as getting knocked out. And right now, the market looks to be in strong shape. With that, if you ever want to talk more, we're here for you. Thanks for watching.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.